Welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News. John Hansen in for Steve Bertrand on this Thursday afternoon. The 57th Chicago International Film Festival getting into full swing, and one of the most highly anticipated movies is Punch 9 for Harold Washington. It tells the story of not only Mayor Washington's rise to becoming the mayor, but some of the backstory and what happened next. Let's listen to a little clip of that.
What the people of Chicago want is what I stand for and will fight for.
Everywhere we went, you could feel the tenseness when you went into a white neighborhood.
I remember that I was with him that day. And I'm going to get emotional saying this, but he looked at me and said, "Kari, it's tough being a black man in the land of the free and the home of the brave."
It wasn't as scary as marching with King, but it was really close to it. You know, here you are, walking to church with the Vice President of the United States, and you're getting stoned.
I've got the people of Chicago with me, and that's it. But I need your help.
Epton for mayor before it's too late.
Yeah, that was the voice of voiceover for the commercial for Harold Washington's opponent. Pretty intense stuff. Joe Winston is the director. Joe, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Pleasure to be here.
I am enthralled. I cannot wait to see this myself as a history buff and a lifelong Chicago area resident. And I really feel like this film, and correct me if I'm wrong, is going to introduce a lot of people, not only to Harold Washington, even those folks that may remember him and remember his rise to becoming mayor, but I think for a new generation of Chicagoans, it'll be fascinating to see how good of a politician this guy was and how tense that 1983 election was.
It's an amazing story, and it really plays like a political thriller. You know, we're not just dusting off some history here, and it feels very of the moment, too. It feels to me, and this is what got me started wanting to make this film with the talented and diverse team that I was able to attract, that these battles, we're fighting them over and over again. It feels to me like it started here in Chicago in 1983, and those battles just radiated outwards to the entire country.
I had no idea till I was looking through some reviews and storylines about what you're going to be covering. But after Mayor Daley the First passes away in 1976, you at least dive in a little bit to the story of Wilson Frost, who was the legal successor to Mayor Daley and was literally locked out of the office.
Because he was a black guy. No other good reason. Yeah, we're going big with this story. I mean, to us, this is more than just a history of Chicago politics. This is kind of a fable, a parable, the kind of story you tell your children and your grandchildren about race, politics, and power, and how people on the outside can fight their way in by forming coalitions.
Was there things that you discovered? I imagine there were. I'm sure as a Chicagoan yourself, there's much you remember about that. But did you discover and learn a lot as you were interviewing these historians and political figures for the movie?
Oh, it was fascinating all the way in. And of course, you know, as a kid, I experienced this firsthand. I think I was maybe 14, 15 years old when Harold was first elected. And I lived just down the street from him, so we would see him around. And, you know, he was a heroic figure to all of us. Just as a teenager, I just loved his sass and his brilliance and his wit and his swagger. But when I became a grown-up, I got to see firsthand, you know, how the raw politics of it and just how devious and mechanical all of this stuff is of people trying to get a hold of the levers of power. And it was very fascinating, I think, to have people really talk about it, frankly, all these years later.
I did kind of a deep dive into the 1983 election when I found out I was going to be chatting with you. And when you break down the wards and how they voted, whether it was for Epton or whether it was for Harold Washington, it is amazing to see some wards are nearly 100-0 on both sides. I mean, this election really split Chicago. I mean, look, we're a segregated city to this day in many ways. But boy, you could just look at those ward results and just see just how divided the city was over this election.
It was amazing, and it was something that had gripped the entire population. When Harold was running in the Democratic primary, there were 4 televised debates, an hour long, the kind of thing you never see anymore in local elections, and they were broadcast on every single TV station. When people came out to vote, I think the voter turnout rate was like in the 80, 85, 90% across the city.
I was kind of blown away just by seeing some of the images, even in just the little snippet that we played of things that were spray painted on a church that Harold Washington was going to visit, and the screaming at Harold Washington and former Vice President Mondale. I mean, you know, racial tensions are high today, without a doubt. But I mean, this was a powder keg sort of situation.
Absolutely. That's why I think this is such a great story, because, again, we fought those battles in Chicago in the 80s, and now the country is just starting to catch up to us. But it's the same fight. You know, it's an older, graying, white, often male generation that's clinging to power with their last grasp, and they get angrier as they go down.
So many Chicagoans are used to 50-0 city council votes. We've had a lot of those during the Daley administrations and to some extent the Emanuel administrations. Not the current one with Mayor Lightfoot, and certainly not for Harold Washington. Do you dive into his political know-how once he got the job to navigate a very contentious city council situation?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'll be another eye-opener for people watching this movie, especially younger people, was to see how Harold and his coalition, you know, began to master the controls of government and to figure out how to really get things done. You know, winning elections is always exciting, but as we found out with the Obama years, right, that it takes a lot more than that. You have to actually govern.
I love looking at the list of people that are going to appear in this film, because anytime you get a nice historical documentary from 30, 40 years past, you see a lot of names of people that are now in such prominent roles in the Democratic Party that were young then, but were influential at the time.
I think that's part of Harold's legacy. He left us way too soon, of course, dying very dramatically just as he had been reelected, was consolidating power. But the talent that he amassed around him was incredible. People talk about it as a black Camelot, you know, and he had a diverse array of very talented people who've gone on to do great things. And of course, he attracted a certain young community organizer to want to come to Chicago and start a career in politics himself, and he did okay.
Yeah, you're, of course, referring to former President Barack Obama. Let's talk a little bit. We just obviously lost a legend in Chicago, Tim O'Black, and he's in the film too, yeah?
Oh, Timmy was such a treasure. It was a real honor to spend an afternoon with him, Tim Black. And yes, he does appear in Punch 9.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to seeing that, as well as Chance the Rapper, Mayor Lightfoot, of course, Chuy Garcia, and Valerie Jarrett as well, many others. Who should see this film? I mean, who is this for?
It's for everyone, really. And I think that's the key. I mean, you know, lots of films about great mayors or admired local figures are for the fans. But and the fans will find plenty to chew on here, believe you me. I mean, we really researched this from top to bottom. But our real desire is to reach out to new people, like a younger generation, like you alluded to earlier, people who haven't heard of Harold Washington, to see what's possible, what you can achieve against great odds.
What does being part of a film festival like this help to promote the film? I mean, that must be a major buoy, especially right here in the city in which this movie's about.
Oh, it's a dream come true to bring this film to a local audience. I mean, I'm a, you know, lifelong Chicagoan, never moved away. You know, I've been doing movies for decades, and this is my first time at the Chicago International Film Festival. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, when can people see the film? I know there's a streaming option, too, if they can't make it to the festival.
Right, there's two screenings. There's one tonight that's sold out, and then there's another one on Tuesday, a matinee at 3, that I think may have some tickets left. And there is a streaming option, as film festivals are doing these days for the COVID cautious, and that offers a chance to see it as well.
Joe, you do great work. I look forward to it. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Really appreciate that. For more information on Punch 9 for Harold Washington or any of the films that are going to be screening, go to ChicagoFilmFestival.com. All right, news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Your town, your sound, your very own WGN.